In 2005, Congress gave the Energy Department permission to create national corridors for carrying electricity from coal plants in Ohio to East Coast customers. The law excused the department from any environmental impact studies, but the Southern Environmental Law Center, the Piedmont Environmental Council, and more than 20 other groups were outraged. Senior Attorney Cale Jaffe says these corridors could destroy parkland, Civil War battlefields, and open space preserved at considerable expense.
You know, if you're sitting in Washington looking at a map, that might just look like a blank space where you might want to put transmission lines. But in fact, that area had been preserved because the people that live there had gone to the effort and expense of creating conservation easements to protect their farms and great natural resources that are part of Virginia history, culture, and agriculture.
And he argued building these corridors would do nothing to prevent pollution or promote better ways of meeting the nation's energy needs.
We were concerned that this would encourage even greater reliance on dirty coal-fired power at the expense of making that investment in energy efficiency.
This week, a federal appeals court judge said the Energy Department could not proceed without first consulting affected states and weighing the environmental impact. There's no word on whether the department plans to appeal. Sandy Houseman, WVTF News.